The state attorney general reacts to a decision involving a proposed Jewish charter school. Research shows Oklahoma has increased its solar energy capacity, and tribal leaders have concerns about betting that could impact its gaming. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma's top prosecutor says the state's charter school board is laying the groundwork for a lawsuit. Ben Abrams reports it's part of another fight over religious education.
AG Gentner Drummond is accusing the statewide charter school board of selectively choosing religion as the only reason the Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School's application was denied. In a petition, Drummond says the board, quote, improperly engineered a record that omits independent basis for rejection, unquote. In other words, the AG says there were more valid reasons to reject Ben Gamla's second application, which the board begrudgingly threw out on Monday. Drummond believes the charter school board is setting the state up for a federal lawsuit. The AG previously spearheaded an effort to stop a virtual Catholic charter school from establishing. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Several bills addressing mental health and addiction are advancing in Oklahoma's legislature. Sierra Pfeiffer reports proposed measures aim to increase behavioral health services in the state and create new ways to help people who are struggling.
House Bill 4200 from Democratic Representative Suzanne Schreiber would form a public-private partnership for a treatment program for people cycling in and out of incarceration. The program would come at a cost to the state, but Schreiber says the investment will save Oklahoma money. A bill from Republican Representative Kevin Norwood would create a trust fund to pay for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline after federal funding runs dry. A bipartisan bill that would require primary care providers to screen patients for mental health conditions is also moving through the legislature. All are part of a slate of bills about mental health and addiction being considered by lawmakers. They must be approved by both chambers and signed by the governor before becoming law. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A new report shows Oklahoma more than doubled its solar energy capacity last year. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports on the findings.
Oklahoma has enough solar to power more than 100,000 homes. That's according to an annual report from the Solar Energy Industries Association and research company Wood Mackenzie. The state is ranked 40th in the nation for its capacity, but the new analysis shows Oklahoma shot up from less than 400 megawatts in 2024 to more than 800 in 2025. Most of that comes from utility-scale solar, like the large installations you see in fields or farmland. The added generation came online the same year the Trump administration set new expirations on clean energy tax credits through the One Big Beautiful Bill passed in July. Residential solar incentives ended in December. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
Prediction markets are on the rise, offering a way to predict the outcome of an event and potentially make money off of it. But as Sarah Lisi reports, tribal officials are sounding the alarm over prediction markets, saying they are a threat to Indian gaming.
Sports are a big part of prediction markets, as seen in this year's Super Bowl, with one platform seeing more than $1 billion in trading volume. But Indian Gaming Association Executive Director Jason Giles is alarmed.
They're making up the rules as they go along with no threat whatsoever of regulation from the CFTC.
The CFTC is the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and Giles says that federal agency is not being a good partner.
The way the CFTC bowled this out was by slow walking it, promising roundtables with tribes, promising to let the court cases play out before they took any position on how they were going to react to this. All were lies.
Giles argues that action by Congress is a potential path forward. But regardless, tribal leaders stress prediction market growth is a good reason to finally legalize sports betting in the state. In Tulsa, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.